This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hamas launched rockets toward Tel Aviv. In which appears to be the first such long-range attack from Gaza since early this year. VOA's Arash Arabasadi tells us more.
Air raid sirens wailed in the Israeli city of Tel Aviv on Sunday as a barrage of rockets soared overhead. The Israel Defense Forces said it intercepted a number of the projectiles that sent people scrambling for shelter. The attack came just hours after aid trucks passed through the Kerem Shalom border crossing, Israel's main entry point into southern Gaza, as part of a new agreement to bypass Rafah as Israel continues pressing its military offensive. Egypt refuses to reopen the Rafah crossing until Israel returns control of the territory to the Palestinians. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammed Mustafa called for a ceasefire in Gaza during a new conference with Spain's foreign minister in Brussels on Sunday.
I think it's time to go beyond condemning actions and requesting Israel to stop the war.
He also thanked Spain for its decision to recognize a Palestinian state, calling on like-minded European countries to do the same. Palestinian health workers say Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 35 people and hit tents for displaced people in the southern city of Gaza. And they say numerous others are trapped in flaming debris. Sunday's attacks came 2 days after the International Court of Justice ordered Israel to end its military offensive in Rafah. This is VOA News. The past week has seen a rise in Russian strikes on Ukraine's second city of Kharkiv in the northeast after Russian troops stormed across the border, opening a new front. Details from Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder.
President Volodymyr Zelensky issued a plea to Ukraine's Western allies to help boost air defenses to keep cities safe. Russia has bombarded Kharkiv throughout the war, having reached the outskirts in a failed attempt to capture it in 2022. Rescuers, medics and journalists occasionally had to rush away from the scene of both strikes and take cover on the ground for fear of another one, as has occurred during several recent Russian attacks. Moscow denies deliberately targeting civilians, but thousands have been killed and injured in the 27 months since it invaded Ukraine.
Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. The UN estimates hundreds of people died in Friday's big Papua New Guinea landslide. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia.
They said that the number is still not final, but they believe that more than 670 people are still under the soil. Serhan Aktoprak, the chief of mission of IOM in Papua New Guinea, spoke about the recovery operations.
As of yet, only 5 bodies could have been recovered, and 1 leg of an individual could be recovered, not the whole body. All these belong to adults.
Relief crews were moving survivors to safer ground as tons of unstable earth and tribal warfare, which is prevalent in the area, threatened the rescue effort. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Powerful storms have killed at least 15 people, injured hundreds, and left a wide trail of destruction across the states of Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas in the U.S. Storms obliterated homes and destroyed a truck stop where drivers took shelter during the latest deadly weather to strike the central U.S. 7 deaths were reported in Cook County, Texas, near the Oklahoma border, where a tornado Saturday night plowed through a rural area near a mobile home park. 5 people were killed in Arkansas, 2 in Oklahoma, 1 in Kentucky. Tens of thousands of residents were without power across the region. Testimony is over at Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York after a parade of 22 witnesses, including an adult star, a tabloid publisher, and White House insiders. Prosecutors said Trump's lawyers are scheduled to make their closing arguments on Tuesday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.